Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Alone with Elvis. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
The Elvis Home Alone conspiracy is one of the many strange and persistent theories that surround the life and death of Elvis Presley. This particular narrative suggests that the legendary King of Rock and Roll made a brief cameo in the 1990 holiday classic Home Alone, years after his reported death in 1977. Fans of Elvis and conspiracy theorists alike have dissected a fleeting moment in the film, scrutinizing the appearance of an extra in the background of a single scene. I showed you the picture.
Yes, I see the picture. There's a man. So we've got
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara's in front. She's leaning over the desk relations table at the airport. There's a woman behind her that looks concerned. And then there's a man between them back in line, back in space. He's like a well-dressed man. He has a lot of Elvis-like features, I would say. Again, if you were like, what does Elvis look like 10 years later? More than that.
13 years later.
Yeah. Could be him. Again, this guy could be an Elvis impersonator very easily, I would say. So it's interesting that he is here now in this photo. Intriguing, even.
The conspiracy theories around Elvis are probably one of the most classic.
Ugh,
and
love them.
They literally started the day after he died. And they have been going on to this very day.
Yeah.
And then I looked to see about this particular theory. And I've seen things go back about 7 or 8 years for this particular Home Alone one. I don't know how much further they go back, whether on the internet or people who are talking about it. But as far as I can see, I just want to see how far back it goes, because Home Alone is, you know, the 30-year-old movie.
Yeah.
More than that.
More than that.
I don't want to think about the numbers.
We won't.
But I wanted to see how far back people started latching onto this. And as far as I can see, as early as 2016, might be even longer. But it's like a pretty well-documented thing that people are like, oh, yeah, here's a prime example, Elvis being alive.
Yeah, he just kind of seeps. This theory of Elvis being alive or in different places has, like, it's like everywhere. I think you can find instances in movies and books and true crime docuseries. Like, he's really a part of the mythology now of his own past self.
Surprise, surprise, the creators of Home Alone have consistently denied the claim. Christopher Columbus, the director, maintained that the casting of extras for the scene were unremarkable and no effort was made to include any hidden messages or weren't trying to have any fun with it. Yet the denials do little to deter people from wanting to believe it.
Well, also, as we all know from casting people, like, okay, let's entertain this being real. Elvis was alive, he can just come into a casting office with a different name and be cast as this normcore businessman in this scene.
And then, yeah, and just be kind of placed, like, relatively, he's prominently there.
He's a presence, an Elvis-like presence.
So when you're watching Home Alone, where you watch two men try to rob a house with this child who's been left, just forgot about their kid and got on a plane. And we're like, oh, P.S., we have another kid. And then the kid is home. And then he tries to murder the people that are coming
into his... In a brutal fashion.
And like he...
Torturous. Medieval style.
He tortures these two criminals because the parents were like, listen, it's the holidays. You think we can have time to remember all these kids?
We can't.
I mean, I remember my 9 bags of luggage. Yes. Did I remember my one kid? No.